Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Here comes the payoff. Fly ball to right, deep. Back goes Tucker to the wall. It's going to leave the yard.
3-2 pitch. It is a breaking ball, but this one, I believe, ends up more middle. Newport just goes out and hooks it.
This is part of being a young starting pitcher in the league and trying to make progress. As you have to get 15, 18 outs in a game, it's difficult. It's hard to see now, but there is growth happening. It's hard to like the growth when there's struggles going on. But that's where the best stuff comes from. So we just got to keep working on it and improve the quality of the execution. Keep going.
Cubs manager Craig Counsell, who will join us tomorrow on the Spiegel and Holmes show, will discuss everything that's going on with his team as they go into game 2 of 4 in St. Louis tonight. We will have pregame starting at 6:10 on the Score on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
So Ben Brown started out well. Cardinals went 2 for 12, and then they went 7 for 11 with 2-run homers from 4 different people. Whoops. And the rotation overall since Shota got hurt, Ben Brown has an ERA of 6.94 in 48 innings since the 5th of May. Colin Ray's not much better, 5.92.
That ballooned on him, though.
Yeah, it's true. Both Ray and Brown have done like the either-or thing, mm-hmm. like the good and then the bad, and Brown's done a lot of the bad, but there's been some good, too. It's like, he went toe to toe with Tarek Skubal in Detroit, man.
There's when I look at him, I go, okay, the guy hasn't quite figured it out, but there's some stuff in there. You know, like there's some stuff in there that makes you say, hey, Ben Brown has got the potential to be good. And with Colin Ray, like his performances were fine, but he had 2 clunkers. And the last one is what kind of skyrocketed his ERA, that game this weekend against Seattle, where mm-hmm. you give up 7 earned runs. Like, that'll do it, you know?
Yeah,
and before that, in the previous 3 starts, he only gave up 6 earned runs. So it's such a delicate balance, you know? Like, but this is the time of the year when you need guys to kind of step forward with all the injuries that they have.
Colin Ray, we kind of knew, was starting pitcher depth and bulk bullpen guy.
Yes.
Ben Brown has a real high ceiling, and you get real excited about him. And like earlier on, spring training, I was like, man, you got to try that guy in the rotation. You got to try him in the rotation. And I'm really glad they did. And I'm really glad that they have. But now here you are. And you got to figure out what you have, because the dude has a great strikeout rate. I think it's above 27%. He's got a real high whiff rate in terms of getting swings and miss, and he doesn't walk people. The walk rate's like 7.3, and he's got stuff. he's got an ability to go 85, 90 pitches. Not everybody has that ability. So it makes sense to try him there, but you have tried him there. He gets barreled up a lot. He gives up a lot of barrels. And if you just want to look at it this way, how about exit velocity? Let's look at highest average exit velocity of anybody in the game. You know where he is? Number one.
Wow.
It's the worst average exit velocity of any pitcher in baseball.
I kept thinking while watching him last night, and you know how it is. You're watching a game. You're trying to think along with the game. I felt like in every situation, and I don't know if it was a tell or if the scouting report was just great or if Cardinals hitters were just guessing or they had decided, well, we'll be ready for the fastball and we'll sit on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And they just seemed to guess right in every moment because you're right. He did – the home runs that were given up on three different pitches. And it just seemed like Cardinals hitters were like, oh, this is the situation – where he's going to try to rifle that four-seamer by me.
Yeah.
Got it. This is the situation where he's going to try the curveball. Got it. This is the situation where he tries the changeup. Got it. No matter what he tried, they were prepared for it.
Yep, they homered off the three different pitches, as you mentioned. That changeup, the home run that he gave up to Burleson, was like a high floater of a changeup that just doesn't do anything. Like, the change, he throws a hard change at 90 miles an hour or so. It's between the heater and his curve, the knuckle curve, which is down at like 86 or 85. So when you're throwing it, it's in that in-between space. It better move a lot, and his doesn't move a lot. And it also has to be spotted really, really well. And he hasn't been spotting it well. This was him after the game last night, and he sounds lost or broken to us.
Still happened really fast, and it's really frustrating. It's going to be tough to sleep tonight just knowing I was that close to something really good tonight and just as fast it all went away, so it's hard. I mean, stuff like that's going to be in the back of your mind. Obviously, when guys show up in the locker room and they need spots to pitch, it's hard. So, but ultimately, like, it doesn't matter. I just got to go do my job. I didn't do that tonight, so.
Does that play in your mind when you're pitching, or do you try to?
Yeah, you do your best just to focus on what you can control.
Just talking about Shota Imanaga coming back on Thursday and what that's going to mean for Ben Brown.
Yeah, because as we were discussing, it probably means phantom injury or you go to the minors. And if they think of him as someone who should be living in their rotation because he's got stuff that plays, then I would understand them sending him to the minors to try to figure some of this out. Because I agree with you. I think that there is something going on with him where he's like, man, I just can't get over this hump.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he does need to go work it through or develop that pitch, or maybe he needs to figure out how to take two more miles per hour off of that changeup to make it look different, even if you're tunneling it the same, so that there is something that the batters have to be more concerned about, and it isn't like prime hitting speed, which is what a 90-mile-per-hour changeup kind of is.
So, yeah, I think that's well said. I feel like, here's where I am on it. I think he's a big leaguer.
And, me too.
And you're in a season where you're going for it. And so, to me, the arm is too good to use the bullets at AAA. Like, I want it in the rotation, but the changeup isn't usable enough yet. I would like to get him into the bullpen, let him focus on the two pitches for like 3 to 6 outs each time. Because I don't like the idea of wasting pitches from him midseason at Iowa in a go-for-it season. But unless there's something on the personal or the communication side that we don't know about or some other like developmental thing that is not hitting.
If it's not a confidence, it could be a confidence issue
too. That's what I'm talking about. Like if there's a confidence issue right now, then maybe you don't want to be working through that in the bullpen of games that matter. But it's like, man. But that's why. So I would put him in the bullpen. But,
I would too.
But I suspect they're going to send him down and let him stay stretched out and start to feel good about himself again.
The career arcs are different. And they went out and got Presley. But we did see Craig Counsell rehabilitate Presley here and say, okay, we're going to go all the way back down to you are a low leverage guy out of the bullpen. If we have a 6-run lead, we have a 6-run deficit, you're going out there. Can they do that with Ben Brown while still having him here with Tommy Hotovy and maybe even working on the third pitch on side sessions and saying, let's experiment and let him be here with Hotovy doing all of that while you have him in the pen?
I can't, as you're saying that.
Sounds crazy.
It just sounds like too much on the plate of a team that's trying to win every day. Like if I'm them, I could see them saying, you know what? I'd rather have Chris Flexen in that role where I can just throw him at whatever I need and know that I'll be okay and send Ben down to work on this barrage of things, including confidence and the changeup. Like I could see it being too high maintenance to do all the things that you're talking about, even as I'm the one advocating for, because I want him in the bullpen because of the stuff, because of the swing and miss nature of the two good pitches.
They need more of that in their bullpen.
I think that's why Porter Hodge coming back is going to make it easier for them to send Ben Brown down to the minors to start. I suspect that's how they'll go. Because if you got Hodge, who you can use in those late game situations, and you know how you feel about Palencia, and you know how you feel mostly about Presley now, and you know how you feel about Keller now, then you're really talking about, you know, the extended role and the mop-up sort of stuff of Flexen at that point. You know?
There's more on Ben Brown. Boog kind of extended our conversation on Ben Brown yesterday, and he took it to the air, and he and JD were talking about this, and he brought up a point that I thought was pretty relevant when trying to figure out if Ben Brown can be a major league pitcher for the Cubs this year.
Here's the 0-2. And that one way outside. And look, that's an 0-2 pitch.
Yep.
And it's not a big deal. But to me, with Ben Brown, everybody talks about the third pitch. I think it's more about what he just did.
The non-competitive pitches.
The pitches that the batter does not have to make a decision. He's standing there and immediately is like, well, that's a ball. Those, I think, are the bigger issues for Ben Brown. 2-2. Too high. And now it's 3-2. And he's kind of come with 3 in a row.
Wow, that's interesting, because that's knowledgeable by Boog, because he talks to the manager every day, and because he knows what they care about in terms of the non-competitive pitches.
And that count went full, and he ended up striking out Wilson Contreras.
Sure, but he burned 3 pitches on the way.
Absolutely.
And if he'd thrown a pitch that was on the edge of the zone, he might have gotten a really crappy swing.
He may have gotten a really weak contact ground out to himself.
Correct. Correct. A really weak contact ground out because you are in control. You've used your stuff to get 0-2. Now put somebody away with weak-ass contact because you're putting one right on the edge or right off the edge, and they'll swing and miss at it right away instead of being so far outside of the zone and trying to get them to chase. So maybe that's a fine tune of command, or it's a mindset thing, and still that little bit of confidence of putting it up there. That's a good catch by you because of the knowledge from where it comes.
Well, I just like that. Also, it was kind of, you know, it was a baseball conversation that carried on, that we were talking about it with Boog, and he felt like, hey, like, it wasn't a bad conversation. Let's hear some other things to put into the gumbo on trying to figure out what's up with Ben Brown.
Several texters are sending a variety of this. Could you use Brown as part of a piece of a trade for a starting pitcher? Would you give up that arm? If you're Miami, do you feel better about giving up Alcantara if you're getting a young, cost-controlled arm like that with a high ceiling? I would do that.
There are no untouchables for me like that. Like, I wouldn't be, and I think that Ben Brown has potential to be a really good pitcher, but if it helps you in a year, every year should be precious. That's what Theo used to talk about.
And this is very much a precious year.
And this is a year where you're playing good ball and you have an opportunity in a National League that, quite honestly, I think that there's a big opportunity for the Cubs.
Big time.
So
they could
go
be a world. They
could
absolutely be a World Series team this year.
So yeah, I wouldn't say I would be okay with, but I would understand another team with a starter being like, yeah, that arm right there, our pitching lab here,
we're gonna do something with that,
and we're in a space sure. to do something with that.
Sure, and maybe they will. Maybe they teach him a splitter, and all of a sudden he's got a splitter that looks like his fastball. And it changes the rest of his career. I wonder if they've taught him a splitter and if they tried to, because that's what happened with Jeremiah Estrada, the reliever who went to San Diego, the former Cub. They taught him a splitter and was like, ooh, guess we should have done that.
Speaking of Cubs in the Cubs rotation, one of the people that they're missing from that rotation is Justin Steele. But Justin Steele has been like the biggest Cub fan that there is.
He's been really fun to follow yes. during games.
Yes, he's been great to follow during games, and he was on foul territory. And so we can get an update on him. Here's what he's saying is going on with his rehab.
I'm doing great. Rehab's going amazing, crushing it every day. Here at the facility now, I was just on the treadmill, getting my run in, about to go in there and do my rehab, hopping on doing this interview in the meantime. But, I mean, it's going great. Every day I show up, I just tell them I'm like another week ahead of schedule. So at this point, I'm like 4 weeks ahead of schedule. So maybe a playoff push or something.
Hey. Yeah, is there a chance? Do you have that conversation? And I guess, Trevor, you can comment on this after Justin does. But can you try? Can you be like, hey, is there any scenario in the world where I can try to come back sooner?
I mean, yeah, jokingly every day I'm like throwing Monday, I'm throwing next Monday, right? Yeah. And like everybody just kind of laughs at it and stuff. But I mean, I'm working my tail off. I mean, the first Tommy John I had in 2017, I was back in game action at like 7.5, 8 months, was back in at affiliate in 9 or 10 months. So, I mean, when it comes to rehab, I work really hard at this stuff and want to be back playing with the team, especially the way they're playing right now and stuff. But yeah, I mean, everything's going great.
All right, so. I love the effort and how he feels about it. There's no way he pitches in October.
There's no chance. He's not doing a Kyle Schwarber. We're not going to be up there in the press box getting word about how his swinging is going on in Arizona like we were in 2016.
Speaks. I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks. Like with the Colson Montgomery story and Shota going down, I need someone to do a story about the Arizona like rehab league. I need like a Sahadev to go down there.
It's the Arizona Complex League. That's where Shota Wen was pitching.
To send Jason Leisure there.
Well, Sun-Times is sending him everywhere lately.
Steve Greenberg. Throw them both at it.
I'm fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by like the coordination of all of the teams that players that are just kind of Isle of Misfit toys that are down there, and it's 105 degrees, and you're like, all right, we're going to get our guy. Our guy needs some innings. Our guy needs some at-bats. Because wasn't Andrew Vaughn down there too?
Because Imanaga pitched for Iowa.
That's
when he gave up the double to Andrew Vaughn.
To the fighting Andrew Vaughns. Yeah. But I desperately want to know more about this.
It's so weird. When I was at the ballpark last weekend, the report was Imanaga threw 44 pitches through 4 innings, and then he threw 11 more in the bullpen to max out at 55. So, like, you're there to rehab. Like, oh, yeah, there's a game. Well, that's handy that there's a game, but yeah. I've got bigger fish to fry, you know?
Yeah, I got to go work on some stuff.
Right, but that's what they're doing
but
in that league.
The whole idea that's
You are as nerdy as I am about liking sports and liking, like, little weird intricacies of it.
Yeah.
So you're the guy. You're the guy.
I should go do the story.
You love it out there.
Not this time of year. It is terrible.
Well, Lawrence, it was 119 degrees last time I was out there.
Yeah, it's not.
He's back.
At night, though, it's kind of fun. Because because the sun goes down and it's 90 and everyone has like misters. You know, you go eat outside and there are misters. So it doesn't.
Do they make a mister that is called Mister?
I don't know.
They really should.
There probably should be a company down there called Mr. Mister.
Called Mr. Mister. And they could take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
Wow.
Learn to love so free, you know?
I will say, the last time I was there, I went and had Taco Cello, which is in downtown Phoenix. Oh, my God. is so good.
Is it really?
Yeah, they make the tortillas in front of you. It's like, let's go.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's on the list for the fall when I go back.
We have more of what's his name? Of Justin Steele on watching the Cubs. I was thinking, all I was thinking was Taco Cello, you know? And Taco Fall. And Mando Cello, Cheap Trick song.
If we end up going down there for spring training,
yeah,
I'll take you guys to Taco Cello. It's really like laid back and chill, and it's so good.
That's nice.
It's like
we'll
one
go,
of those things.
We'll go for spring training.
Yeah, I got a couple spots I want to take you guys to when we go down there.
Yeah, we'll go. Tanny,
that's
we'll go.
Nice of you, Speaks.
Yeah, I'll make sure we go. Tanny, you're in charge of Traverse City trips. I'm in charge of spring training trips. Lawrence is in charge of
Colorado.
Dude.
I'm in charge of White Sox Rockies.
He's going to go, but like he's not going to bring it up on the show. Like, we won't have the content. He'll just decide to go the morning
just for himself.
Like, he keeps teasing us.
He does.
For the listeners at home, Lawrence keeps teasing the idea of going to see Sox and Rocks. And he's mentioned it on the show before, but it's really ramping up behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
He's thinking about going.
Because we're challenging him on it. Because he's a one-man chase for disgrace.
So I'll just add to this that Leisure said to me, like texted me, and he was like, you know, I might go with you.
Oh, dude. Now we got a buddy cop film, you know? You and Chase and Leisure. It's like Running Scared for the next generation.
Yeah.
Let's go. He can be Gregory Hines.
I don't want to force him to do that. Although I'm pretty sure he can tap dance. I don't want to force him to sit through that.
I think the Sun-Times had him learn to tap dance, just in case.
They have asked Jason Leisure to do it, and he has done them well.
That's what he's been doing.
But I'm happy. Like, now they have a Sky Rider, and that's good, too.
Sky Rider.
Oh, by the way,
for
Sky coverage, obviously, you know, we're carrying some of the games, and our friend Layla Rahimi has been doing a great job on the broadcast.
Get better soon, Layla, by the way.
Shout out to Naomi Gray, who works for CHSN. My nickname for her is the Final Boss, because she produces the pre- and post-game show on Bulls. She's doing a lot of Sky content, and she's great. So you should be following her if you were a Sky fan, and she's awesome. And seeing the Final Boss actually be back in front of the camera is pretty dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's the one that orders Jason and Kendall around.
Somebody's got to.
Yeah, and she does not play.
Good.
That's why she's the Final Boss.
That is necessary. And now the natural segue back to Justin Steele. We did like five different things since the last time I brought it up.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful thing. Everything's good. And that's how Justin feels when he watches the Cubs.
During season, when I'm with the team, I obviously watch all our games that we're playing, but I don't watch any other baseball games, really. I'm just paying attention to what our team's doing. Since I've been down, I've been watching so much more baseball, and especially when the Cubs are on, I'll have them on the TV in the living room, and kind of like what he was saying, I'm pacing back and forth. Telling my wife like what should be happening, like I'm calling the mound visits before they happen and stuff, and my wife's just like, she finds it hilarious. She's videoing me all the time and posting it and stuff. So I mean when the Cubs game's on, I'm literally right in front of the TV, you know, with the dog or with my son, and I'm watching intensely, just, you know, trying to get the dub. We're just talking about Ohtani being MVP caliber. I mean, in my opinion, I think PCA is the favorite right now. The way he's playing, where the Cubs are at, like adding Kyle Tucker obviously puts you in a great position to, you know, win a division and stuff. But what PCA has been able to do this entire season has propelled us so much further than what everybody thought it was going to. I mean, he's playing an MVP caliber defense. He's the best defender on earth. Like, I've never seen someone play the outfield the way this kid plays it. Wow. And the bat is obviously coming around. He has 21 homers already, and he weighs $170. So, like, the hype on him needs to continue to go up.
Okay.
Good stuff from Justin Steele. Cub fan.
Guess what?
What? There's...
That guy's pitching again.
Yeah, there's going to be some games. There's going to be a game.
It's a problem now.
Yeah, there's going to be a game where he goes... 5 innings and homers twice.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be like,
he's striking people out too.
Nobody's done that since Tungsten O'Brien.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you guys have the script for the PCA movie? Do you guys know what's going to happen next? Are you saying that couldn't happen in the PCA movie?
He just wants good things to happen for the team in the PCA.
He doesn't even want a movie.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, there's gonna be a game where like Ohtani singles, steals second and third, scores on a wild pitch, and then comes in and gets the save. You know?
Yep.
Like he's gonna score the winning run, and get the save, and then wherever's gonna be like, yeah, okay. You know, so I don't think the kind of
he's also just really good.
The kind of Michael Jordan fatigue that enabled Karl Malone to get an MVP. Ridiculous. I don't think we're ready for that.
No, we're not there yet. And the season's only halfway done. So Pete's got a lot of time to continue his candidacy, and he's definitely going to finish top five. That's my bold prediction that he'll finish top five in MVP voting. We need to take a break. The draft is coming. The NBA draft. Sorry, I need to be very specific about that. Because
both of them are coming.
The NBA draft is coming.
And also maybe a military one. Good luck, everybody.
I wasn't going to say it as blatantly. theater of the mind. But there are two guys that we talked about during the NCAA tournament that you should probably keep an eye on because the Bulls are in position to get either one of them. So we'll discuss both in depth next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Craig Council.
When I'm on Sports Talk Radio, I learn that just keep talking, and that's helpful, right?
Could you expound on that?
No, I think that says it all.
Okay, good.
I'm going to go the anti-talk radio stance here.
Afternoons on The Score.
And I have some breaking news for you.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Speegs, it seems like our conversation was very timely.
Yes, Ben Brown has been optioned to AAA and Porter Hodge has been activated. I think we ended up exactly on that, even though we might have thought about putting him in the bullpen. I appreciated the process of us talking it through because we talked about the many different things of trying to have Ben work on while he's in the pen, trying to help you win games. It became kind of apparent that this made the most sense.
Yeah, Porter Hodge is healthy and ready to roll. Shota will be ready to roll on Thursday. Both guys have been with the team on the trip. Mm-hmm. Like Shota's been there since they got to St. Louis. Yeah. So here we are.
Shota will mean another decision will have to be made, and that could be something regarding Chris Flexen, or it could be something regarding Colin Ray.
Yeah. I feel like Flexen, even with the bad, the last bad outing, I think that it makes sense to keep him and call, create some a phantom injury for Colin Ray. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that would, or I guess Michael Fulmer, who you just brought here, you could make a decision on Michael Fulmer sooner rather than later.
You could, but that seems like a waste of, like, manpower, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they make a count tonight in the game. Like, see if they can get some runs themselves inside the game. And I was laughing all night last night watching this thing going, having all of the stuff that we talked about with Boog, and then Boog and JD discussing it. She was like, yeah, you know, the Cardinals just don't hit home runs. And there's a fly ball to right. You know, like, just, wow.
Yeah.
They really decided that today was the day they were going to hit some home runs.
Yeah, let's not collect hits. Let's hit home runs instead. And so they did. All right, so there it is. Ben Brown down to the minors. Porter Hodge in the bullpen. We've got Cubs baseball for you later on. But the NBA draft is tomorrow night. Lawrence, I find myself wanting them to take a stab and get a star. Like, this is what I expect a franchise to be able to do, is to find gold there. You've been here long enough. You should be able to find gold. There's Jalen Williams of
Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton at 12 4 years ago. Jalen Williams at 10. I mean, 2 years ago. Those are important players right there. It's like, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was what, 13 for the Clippers a couple years before that? You can.
Charlotte,
then the Clippers. Either way, you can find good players. Alperen Sengun of the Rockets was number 16 a couple years ago.
There are guys, but the question becomes, do you think the Bulls have the guys in the front office that are going to be able to identify them?
Of course not.
I mean, that's the worry. Now, look, we're not basketball experts by any means, but there are two players that kind of caught our attention. I want to focus on the guy that you like first, because we might not have time to go through mine, and we can do that tomorrow. But the reason I want to focus on your guy is that there was an actual conversation with the Bulls brass about this guy.
As Walter Clayton Jr. was dominating the end of games at the NCAA tournament, we were hanging out in the suite with Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnishevas. And I had a chance to talk to Eversley about Walter Clayton Jr., who I had fallen in love with. And he did not say things that engendered confidence that they would take a flyer on him. And I don't think that they will. I really like that kid. I think you sent a really good scouting report by a writer,
Kevin
today.
O'Connor of Yahoo was talking about the best shooters in the draft, and he kind of put them all in categories. And so what he said about Walter Clayton Jr., he had him under the category of best clutch shooter. He said, Clayton landed all the knockout blows for Florida on its way to a national title. In the Sweet 16 against UConn, he hit a go-ahead sidestep three to take a late lead, then made a deep off-balance three to bury the Huskies. Next round, he topped it off with a Steph-like three in the final minute while fading away from the basket. Overall, Clayton hit 36.9% of his pull-up threes and 39.8% of his catch-and-shoot threes throughout the season, with many of them in high-leverage spots. He's just 6'2", not a vertical athlete, and already 22, and so he's projected as a late first or early second round pick. But after what he did in March, you can't help but wonder, are teams overthinking this?
Oh, man. I think a lot of teams are. Dude is a killer shooter. He's absolutely fearless, and that ends up mattering. And he makes his way to the basket. Yada, yada. Here's the thing. I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan. Somebody's going to get him. I mean, maybe it's going to be the Miami Heat all the way down to 20. God forbid
they get him. Because they will develop him.
I've seen several mocks that have him going there. Doesn't that just seem like...
Seems like the perfect player for them to get their hands on.
Yeah, it really does. And then they can add him to their mix of just like, yeah, of dead-eye shooters. What Mark Eversley said is, he's old. See, we have so much time horizon. They want younger and projectable because of how far away they are. That was his initial very strong thought, is that he's just too old.
But as that conversation went on and that game went on,
he had big shots right there in front of him. And Eversley in real time was like, oh yeah, there you go, there you go. And he's pointing at me across the suite and talking about it. So he's seeing it. So I'm sure he's more aware of him now than he was then. But he said he's old and he's short. You know?
He is.
So and I get it.
I totally understand.
And if they're looking at need, they've got Kobe. And they've got Io, and they're probably going to keep Giddy, and like, you know, they've got some guards. So they need do they need a 6'2" shooter? They need another one, you know. It's just, so I'm afraid though that they're going to do something based on need for a team to be just a little bit better than they were last year in an East which is suddenly seeming open. I'm worried that they're going to take some of the bad lessons from all the injuries that are going on around the conference and say, let's just be okay. Let's just be a little better, and we need X instead.
I do think that they need scorers, though. And I think that that's what Clayton Jr. can be, is a scorer. But let's say that you don't want to do that. My fallback position for a shooter, not the guy that I like, but my fallback position for, hey, young, projectable, good size, is Liam McNeely from UConn.
I know you like that guy.
That guy, to me, he's 6'8". I think he's 19 years old. That guy strikes me as exactly what Eversley is talking about.
Projectable age-wise and athletically, and he can shoot.
And he can shoot. And he's got the length that you would want, that would make them difficult to guard, maybe difficult to switch defensively on because of Modest as well. But he would be on my list. If you're looking for shooters that have athleticism and size, he's a guy that I really like. So we'll see. And mm-hmm. there's another position, there's another player, and we'll talk about him tomorrow at some point. That I like for the Bulls.
Yeah, the one that you've liked for a while. And I think there's a real chance of that.
I think that Clayton will be there, but it does make me wonder too. It makes me wonder about him when people have kind of identified what you've identified in him. If someone's like, I like winners.
Yeah, I'll take a winner. I'll take a fearless winner who hits big ass shots
mm-hmm.
in and, crunch time of big games.
And has the statistics to back it up. Like, you aren't just looking at projection, you're looking at production.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, I like a winner, and I get that he's small. We'll figure out a way to make it work.
And that's a leader of a Final Four team.
Yep.
As well.
It sure is. There's another NBA thing that we need to discuss. There was a list that you were hoping that the Bulls might be on, that they weren't.
Of course they weren't.
We'll discuss that next here on
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're in full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, when people could just hang your career in a balance like that and just choose what they want to do with your career is a nerve-wracking feeling, but being able to dictate what you want to do and then being with a team that values you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Kevin, people are going to hold on to that dictate what you want to do. Did you have a hand in this?
Most definitely.
How much of it?
I mean, they asked me where I wanted to go. Some of my destinations I gave to them, and here we are.
Man, I love the truth-telling nature of that dude. Did you have a hand in this? Most definitely. They asked me where I wanted to go. I mean, stars run the game in the NBA. When you get to certain points in the contract and you make it known, they find a way to take care of you. Because then you remain a kind of franchise where people want to go. That's part of the reputation cycle that is the league.
That fit in Houston, I think, is really good. And I think if Kevin Durant can stay healthy and play 65 to 70 games for the Rockets, they are going to be in a similar position that they were this year. But this year, they've got a closer. This year, they've got a guy that they can go to and they can be competitive out there in the West as a legitimate championship contender.
That's what they were missing at the end. And one of the guys they traded away, Jalen Green, I really like him as a player.
A lot of promise.
Oh, man, explosive and can shoot, but flat out turtled when they needed some closing.
Yep, and Ime don't play that. So this is actually a good fit. But it's funny, though, if he is moving the needle on here are the places that I want to go. You ever notice that the Bulls are never on that list for people anymore? And look, the two of us are old enough and we have been at The Score long enough to remember that post-Jordan, it was the idea of, well, look at how the Bulls treated MJ and Scottie.
Oh, yes. And then Dwayne Wade kept that alive for the next generation. Because growing up in Robbins, he bought all of that. Ended up telling Casey Johnson about it, exactly. He bought all of that and kept that alive for the next generation.
But we're 15 years removed from that. We're 15 years removed from Dwayne Wade being Emperor Palpatine and putting Miami together down there with LeBron and Chris Bosh.
With all due respect.
We're 15 years from that.
All due respect to your elite Star Wars knowledge. I believe when I termed the Miami Heat the Evil Empire, I believe Pat Riley was Emperor Palpatine.
Okay, fine. We can make him Vader. We can make Wade Vader.
I'll find the old article, if it's still up, where I cast the entire thing. I you know whose help I got? Was Star Wars nerd Connor McKnight helped me with that. I literally called Connor. I was like, Connor, I'm trying to sort this out. And he helped me.
Well, I'll say this. I know a lot of people inside of the geek world. Connor is an A-level Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm so glad. So glad.
He's
top-notch.
Yeah.
Good.
And I'm sure that in a house with a PhD, I'm sure he's sitting there going, yeah, my wife, look at what she's doing.
So at the geek,
I turned all of my geekdom into Star Wars and baseball.
So at the geek meetings, you and Connor give each other the nods of respect.
Well, he is light years, parsecs even, away from me when it comes to Star Wars stuff.
Oh, that's perfect.
He is way ahead
that's
of
right.
me on that.
So I called the right guy.
Yeah, he's definitely the right guy to do some of that. But
all right, so who was on Durant's list?
The Bulls weren't, is the key, is that they weren't on the list.
Come on.
Of teams that he wanted to go to.
Did you see the list?
Yeah, I saw that the Bulls weren't on it. And I kept looking for the Bulls.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they weren't there.
The Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Miami Heat.
None of those teams are the Chicago Bulls.
Now, hold on. Yep, that checks out.
Okay, good.
That checks out.
And I just, I just am curious if I feel terrible saying this. We are the home of the Bulls here at the Score.
Boop.
I feel like we're the only ones that care about the Bulls.
You mean we the station?
We the city of Chicago, and maybe not even the city of Chicago. I feel like I'm the only one who's thinking about the Bulls. And sometimes I question if the Bulls are even thinking about the Bulls as much as I'm thinking about the Bulls.
Oh, that's really sad. I'm sure they are. But around the league, they are just not thought about. They're deeply not thought about.
When we reach out to our friends to talk about the Bulls nationally, like forget about, like not the people who cover it every day, not, you know, Joe Cowley or Julia Poe, like not Darnell, like not those people.
No, but the national media.
But if we reach out to our friends to talk about, like when I talked with Tim McMahon and I brought up the idea of Jokic and the Bulls, he was just like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's like, no, like, that's not happening.
Well, Nick Friedell had a very sad tweet today after watching the Thunder's parade. He's like, I wish I could have covered one of those parades in Grant Park, but not
going to
happen.
Not going to happen. Friedell talked about it on Monday on the station yesterday that, like, you know, people around the league just kind of laugh at where they are. Yeah,
and I hate it.
That's
gross. To think, like, 5 years ago, with everything that was happening with the All-Star game here, it was so beautiful.
Yeah, but don't forget the big lesson of the All-Star game, that Chicago as a basketball city was beautifully represented. The NBA was beautifully represented. You know, neighborhoods around Chicago were represented.
It was so great.
But there was nothing about the Chicago Bulls represented in that All-Star game.
Yeah.
It was basketball and the league.
Chicago as a basketball city.
Exactly. And Common and everything. But I remember so firmly, it was not about the Bulls. And that was a lesson in and of itself that remains.
Maybe they can get a star tomorrow. I don't know. But it's, things don't feel great. They just don't, and it makes me really sad.
I know what's going
to
help.
I'd like for the Bulls to be good.
I know. That's not going to happen soon. What's going to help is your friend Jason Leisure and some realistic expectations for Ben Johnson that he wrote about in the Sun Times.
That, and we're going to tell you how you can get tickets to the Windy City Smokeout next here on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.